from Bass Hole Studios in Hollywood, California.
Yo, what time is it?
You're listening to I'm a Bass Hole with Doug Bass. We've all been one.
He's an asshole.
So let's laugh about it. Now, here's your host, Doug Bass.
Hey, what's up, Bass Holes? Welcome to the Bass Hole Show podcast. It's Doug Bass and company here today. We have Robbie DeRocha.
What up?
Rob DeRocha in the studio. Our guest today is comedian Steph Turan. And Rachel D is joining us remotely from Phoenix, Arizona, Bass Hole Studios. We're going to try that again and see what happens. It's going to be a fun show. We're all a little hungover from St. Patrick's Day. But let's jump into it.
Bass Hole Show.
What's up, guys? How's everyone doing?
I'm a little hungover.
You're a little hungover, Steph?
Yeah, but I'm trying to get a little balanced now.
You're drinking right now. That's the hair of the dog. That's what they call it, right?
Yeah, it's called
hair
balance.
Of the dog.
Man. Yeah, yeah. Rob, how are you feeling?
I feel great. I didn't drink yesterday. I drank a lot the day before. That's the thing. Yeah. And then the next day, I was like, I didn't want to drink.
Wow.
Made an ass of myself at the improv, which you already know.
Yeah, we'll get into that. Yeah.
I want to hear about that.
Rachel, how are you doing over there in Phoenix?
I'm missing watching Rob make an ass of himself at the improv. So.
Really? Yeah, you've witnessed that live.
I just took a beer on accident. What's the problem? Yeah, exactly. It was an accident.
You took a beer on accident?
Rachel, are you hungover, Rachel?
What?
Are you hungover?
No, I'm not hungover. I had to be responsible.
Oh, yeah.
I just started teaching 6th, 7th, and 8th graders.
Rachel started her new job today. Congratulations, Rachel. Yeah, there you go.
Got it made. Yeah. Off a teacher.
Exactly.
What do you wear? Are you wearing full clothes again, or like you can't show
full
any
clothes?
You can't show any body parts.
What do you mean?
Did you wear that shirt?
Did you wear that shirt to work?
So my new teacher wardrobe is the exact opposite. Well, not the exact opposite. Mm. I cover myself, but like I bought hot pink pants and like bright red sweaters.
That sounds inappropriate for classroom attire. I'd say, I don't know.
No, they're dress slacks. They're just hot pink.
Slacks.
pink
slacks.
Barbie slacks.
That's inappropriate.
I don't remember my
they're
teacher
Barbie
wearing pink slacks.
Yeah.
Oh, the theme of Barbie. Yeah, there you go.
Barbie stuff.
Yeah, Rob, I'm a little hungover too. You know, St. Patrick's Day happened, I guess. You know, it was fun.
Yeah, I don't celebrate like I used to, man.
You're old now. You got responsibilities.
Yeah, I got a baby now. Yeah, so it's like, we wanted to go somewhere. I wanted to do an Irish car bomb so bad. Do you have the ingredients for Irish car bomb? We should do one.
I don't have Jameson. I don't have Irish
Damn
whiskey.
It.
I mean, I got peanut butter whiskey. I don't have Guinness. No,
Guinness?
I don't have it. I have nothing. It always drank yesterday when it was supposed to.
Well, either way. But I miss all that. Like, just going out drinking from, like, 10 in the morning until 5 p.m. because I wouldn't last the entire time.
Right. But Rob drank the night before at the improv. He was stealing people's beers and stuff. It was kind of embarrassing.
You know, I took one person's beer.
People were yelling at you.
No, one person was yelling at me. That was the bartender. That was an angry bartender. Wow. You're bringing it up.
I'm not mentioning names. Okay, I'm just saying. Yeah. You just started taking. You just thought
I took one person's beer. That's it. One person's beer that I thought was mine. It was at the bar.
Yeah.
It was an honest mistake. And
it
was an honest. I didn't do it on purpose. I don't go around stealing
people's beer. I'll
gladly
pay you Tuesday for a beer today.
I will pay. When I see that person, I will buy him a beer. Even though I think it was Stein, or whatever.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It was funny in the moment. All right. Well, Steph Turan is here. Comedian Steph Turan. She has brought cookies for us. That's very nice of you.
Yeah, I brought you guys Insomnia cookies because I like
the cookies. They are just here. The Insomnia cookies are here. We're going to try them and talk about them on the air. I've never had one.
Yeah. Try this interesting green looking one.
Now, did they keep, is it you're supposed to eat them at night? Is that what it is? Is that why it's called Insomnia?
No, it's called Insomnia because I think the owner was an insomniac he created Insomnia
cookies in the middle of the night.
Yep.
Well, I mean, that's what time usually people like to eat cookies. That's when cookies taste the best.
Well, they're stoned, right? Is it for stoners, you think?
I mean, cookies are for stoners in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to eat cookies at night. Like, that's my favorite time. Cereal. That's why I'm as fat as I am now. So it's like cereal.
Is that what you eat at night?
Cereal.
No, sometimes. Why not, man?
Yeah. Rachel, do you want a cookie? Oh wait, never mind.
I would love it.
Oh, I didn't bring you a s'mores. I'm sorry.
Oh, you should have mailed them.
Should have mailed them to her. Well,
yeah. Where's the
We said we weren't going to drink today, but then we were like, we'll have coffee. And then all of a sudden, Jameson and peanut butter whiskey ended up in the mug.
Yeah. I came reason. In. I was like, I'm drinking.
I know. No, we can't let you drink by yourself, especially after St. It's against the law.
That is good, though, Stacey. Rachel, what are you drinking?
Soda water.
Oh, nothing in it?
No, I have to be good.
Look at you living a healthy lifestyle.
She's changed.
I know.
She's not the same.
You're not the same. You really have changed.
She's making meatballs.
Wow. Meatballs.
Wearing pink slacks to work.
Waking up at 9 a.m. to work.
Oh, no. Waking up at 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
Oh, that's even worse.
That's hard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm tired.
You're tired already, yeah. All right, we'll take a nap during the show. That's a good time to take a nap. All right, well, comedian Steph Taran. Steph, how are you doing? Now, Steph was on the original Bass Hole live show that we premiered at the Improv like over 2 years ago, I think almost. Yeah. So you were one of the first OG comedian contestants, whatever you want to call it, on the show. You remember that? You remember that show?
Oh, I remember it because it's stuck in my memory.
I don't think, from what I recall, it did not go well for Steph.
That is the worst bomb of my life on that show.
That is that show?
Yeah,
really?
That was the worst bomb.
I mean, I honestly don't remember your Bass Hole story. I think it was like a dating thing or something.
No, she was cheating with a professor.
You remember? Yeah.
See, I remember. She was hooking up with a professor, which was an asshole.
Now I remember it coming back.
But she was, I think, but you, what was not an asshole was that you were complaining about the wife or whatever. Maybe you were saying something.
No, I wasn't complaining about the wife.
What was the story again? Do you want to recap it real quick?
I really don't.
You don't?
She was in trouble. All right. That was a live show.
All right. Yeah, I know. People's asshole stories change as soon as they come on the podcast. We figured that out last week with Evan. All right, that's fine. Yeah, whatever her story was, it just didn't play well for the crowd. I don't know. They turned on her all of a sudden
because I was an asshole.
You were an asshole. Yeah, but it was a real story. It was a real asshole moment, and it was interesting, but it wasn't funny. I guess
that's the part where I was an asshole. I forgot to make it funny.
Right, you forgot the pepper in the jokes. Yeah, but
I remember. I remember that one.
That show was crazy, though. There was a lot going on.
But that was also a lot. Yeah, a lot going on. People didn't hear the fart sound to start doing the story.
No, it was the first time
doing
it.
People were skipping it. But people were like, what? Like, I thought someone farted. It's like, you really? You thought someone farted that loud?
Yeah, it was still in development at that point. But,
everyone
but it was a fun show. It was sold out. It was fun, yeah. All right. So now you are, how long have you been doing comedy now, stand-up?
I think I've been doing it for probably 4 years, maybe four and a half at this point.
Four and a half years. Yeah. And you're originally from New York area, right?
Originally
New York State?
New York. Yes, I am from New York State.
You started stand-up out here, though, right?
I started stand-up in L.A.,
but you were you're an actor, right?
Yes.
You kind of grew up theater.
Yeah, did a lot of theater.
A lot of theater, yeah.
Did improv. Came out here to do acting.
Right.
Did stand-up.
Now, are you also a guitarist? Is that true?
Yes, I used to
I didn't know that about you.
In bands, yeah.
I had no idea. I was like,
how would you know that? unless he has a guitar.
Well, I mean, just I was doing my research for this show, and I found out, I called some people and found out about Steph is a guitarist. And I didn't know that just from being friends with you. So,
were you in a band?
Yeah, I was in a few bands. Yeah.
Yeah? Well, what were the names of the bands? Yeah. What cool names were they?
My favorite band was called The Here and Now.
The Here and Now.
Yeah.
What kind of music?
It was pop punk.
Pop punk.
It was from the emo era.
Oh, man. Emo. Yeah,
the emo
era. Are you into emo, like, music?
Oh,
or, like,
yeah. I'm all about My Chemical Romance, Fall Out Boy.
I can see
Jimmy
that.
Jimmy Eat World.
Jimmy Eat World, Blink.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, do you continue to play and practice guitar?
Not at all.
No, not at all. You gave it up?
I didn't give it up. I just don't.
You don't do it.
Yeah, I don't do it.
Do you have a guitar here?
Here with you in this apartment?
No, not
that's what I thought. Like,
I meant in life.
Sure, in her pocket.
In life. Yeah. Do you own one still? Do you take it out and practice or jam every now and then?
You've been at my apartment. They're just decorations now.
I don't know. It could be in your room. I don't know.
There's a few in my room. There's one in the living room.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know if they were real.
She's calling you out, man.
Look, we've never had this discussion about the guitar. That's why we're having it now.
Way to be observant in my apartment.
Well, you know, I mean.
Well, a lot of people do, to be fair, a lot of people do own guitars that they don't even play.
Absolutely.
I just have them sitting there. And like, I meant to take lessons.
My ex-wife had a guitar, and it sat in a stand in the corner, and I think she took like a lesson or two, and then it just was there as a piece of furniture.
Yeah, she played with it in a music video.
Yeah, exactly. It was a prop.
It was a prop.
It look yes. nice in the corner. Yeah. And people would be like, oh, you guys play? Like, no, yeah, no, it's just there.
It's decoration.
It's like having a piano that you just fucking press the key every,
yeah. and every now and then. Just go.
And then, and then it becomes a laundry table at some point. Yeah. All right. So now do you think you'll, will you pick up the guitar and maybe do a band thing at some point again? Or are you done with it?
No, no.
You don't want to do it for comedy?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you do incorporate musical comedy?
I can't sing.
No.
Cause I'm not a singer. And
most
it's like,
comics this, can't.
No, I think they can to an extent. I can't.
Rachel, right. did you ever hear Steph
That's
play?
That's not true. Apartment? Steph can sing. Like, she crushes oh. the karaoke every
really?
Time.
Karaoke.
Now, did you ever, Rachel, you did you ever hear her play at all? Not living
no,
with her?
I've never seen her play.
No.
No.
Wow. Yeah. See, that's a talent you should have brought here today. You should have brought your guitar. We could have plugged you into the board.
Well, if you knew this, you should have told her to bring
the
guitar.
I found it out. I don't want to bring my guitar. We'll have you back for a musical performance at some point. All right. Well, is there an asshole story you feel comfortable sharing on the show here today? I know not one that you want like everyone to hear that might shun you or whatever.
No, I was really thinking about it. I'm like, when was the last time I was an asshole or just like a moment?
Yeah.
And then I remembered when I was 16, I was very bad at communicating, just communication in general. And I had a boyfriend that I did not like anymore. Right. And I didn't know how to break up with him. So I just kind of set up a trap to make it out to be like he was cheating on me.
How did you set up this trap? Let's go into
like
the steps.
Like a booby trap? What do you mean?
Like an actual booby trap.
I planted a trap.
That would be great. I'm just picturing Steph
for
like,
me to get
like
out.
Setting up an actual like like mouse trap yeah, kind
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah, Rachel's just there laying there with like a with a candy bar in between. It's like
so I don't,
what kind of trap? Yeah. Okay, emotional trap? What are we talking about?
No, it was a prop trap.
Prop trap.
Like, okay, so I don't wear bobby pins.
Bobby pin.
I don't wear, you know, those
that's
bobby
the,
pins.
That's the black pin, right?
The little thin pins that go in your hair. I don't wear them.
Who does? Do people still wear those?
Like when you put your hair up, people just put them in there. Sluts. I don't know what they're for.
Sluts. Girls that would cheat
sluts.
On.
Sluts wear bobby pins?
They would bust your boyfriend. That's who wears them.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, if you wear bobby pins, you're a whore.
I don't know.
Bobby pin. I've gone out with plenty of whores then. A lot of people
hey,
use
you
bobby
left,
pins.
You left your bobby pin on my bed pillow.
No, she was a good time. Wasn't she?
Yeah.
So I don't wear bobby pins. No. And then I decided to, instead of just telling him, hey, this is over, I'm not feeling it, I decided to buy bobby pins and put them in his room and then just lay them out because at some point he's going to be like, are these yours? And I could be like, no, it's not. Who was here?
Oh, you were like framing him for a fake.
Wait, how old were you when you did this?
16. I was 16.
Wow.
That's
so
like
you're framing this guy as like a fake cheating situation with a girl who may have bobby pins.
Oh my god, that poor guy. He's like, who the fuck's bobby pin is this?
I
who's bobby?
Was he crying?
Yeah.
Oh my, and you still went through with it.
I was like, I don't know. I can't trust you anymore. Stop crying. I don't trust it.
What is wrong with you? Something, what is wrong with you?
I mean,
I was 16. That was wrong. No one told
I think
me how
it
to
was...
communicate.
It was what? Brilliant. That's like next level gaslighting.
I know.
Yeah, that is gaslighting.
I feel so bad about it. I really do.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's awful.
I hope he's listening.
What happened to this guy?
I don't
know. So anytime this guy sees a bobby pin, he's like triggered
fucking
by
it. Like, fuck this
He's like,
bitch.
Oh, my God, that feels Steph.
She still thinks I cheated on her.
Yeah.
No, no, I think he's fine.
Girls are evil sometimes, right?
Yes, I agree with you. So guys are dicks too, you know. It goes both ways. Guys are constantly gaslighting girls. Yeah.
But there's some girls out there that are like gaslight extreme situations.
Yeah,
they do
it all their lives, but I stopped.
You stopped doing
it. Stopped at 16.
Right. And this was a serious relationship? Like how long did you date?
I think we were dating for about 6 months at that point. It wasn't that serious. It was 16.
Yeah, 16, exactly. Yeah.
I remember I was dating a girl, and she came and stayed at my place, and another girl had stayed in there, but she wore a lot of perfume or whatever was in her hair, so like on my pillow. So then when she put her head on the pillow, she's like, who was sleeping here? And I'm just like, what? And I was like, you're crazy. My sister was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly. My sister took a nap.
In my bed.
Yeah, exactly. And that is number one gaslighting. That was like, she just knew right away, and I got caught, and I was just like... But I played it off, and I was like, you're crazy. Get out of here.
That's
okay, so Rob and I are the same.
Yeah.
I feel less bad now.
No, but that's what I'm saying. We do stuff like that, especially when we're younger, and it's just it's fucked up.
People do that now. Are you kidding me?
I mean, yeah, exactly. People do that now.
But how old were you?
I was 27 when that happened.
27. Wow. Yeah.
But no, here, let me explain something. For most of my life, I would always tell every girl that I dated, like, I don't want something serious. I would always tell them that up front. And somehow it became, and then, or try to get become serious. And then that's when I would pull away and maybe put bobby pins in there.
Right, right. Maybe I'll pick up some bobby pins. Yeah. Tell everyone, I don't want anything serious. Then at some point it just ends up being serious.
Yeah.
Or you get trapped or like.
Mm-hmm. Girls do that like a lot. It's like a project. It's like, oh, you don't want something serious? Let's find out.
Let's find out. Yeah, right. Rachel, Rachel's touching her microphone. Look at Rachel. She's
hold the microphone from underneath and tickle.
I cut to you in an awkward.
There you go.
My God, that's so thick.
Oh man,
that's girthy.
It's huge.
That's a good mic.
Good for you.
That's your new boyfriend? Oh wow, that's the person you made meatballs for.
That used to be my mic.
Do you understand now?
Such a tease. Only putting your mouth around it. Oh my God. Near it.
That is a thick mic. I just realized that on camera. Yeah. You changed up your background. It was
as big as her head.
It was the other way last time, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's the other way. Now you get to see my purses. Let's see. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. What do you have four purses? Four purses? That's what you got?
Because I'm a girl.
Accessorize.
Accessories.
That's too many purses.
No, it's not.
Steph's the one who taught me how to accessorize.
Yeah.
I was really shit at it.
Jewelry and belts.
Really? You taught her that?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I don't know if I taught her.
You didn't know that? You didn't know that, right?
You guys didn't make a montage of it and with like some 80s music? Of you learning how to...
We could have.
Right, exactly, yeah. All right, so that's a pretty, 16-year-old asshole story, bobby pins and all, just fucking around with this guy's emotions.
Have you ever gaslighted a girl? You have.
What about you?
Have I gaslighted a girl?
Come on. You can't be all nice all the time.
Probably, yeah, I don't know.
Come on!
I'm trying to think. Have I? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You probably hooked up with a girl and just told her, like, hey, can you...
Get out of here.
Yeah, wait, didn't you hook up with some girl that was older and then that was your asshole story?
And then you saw her. That was the time I hooked up with a girl
and then like years later he ended up in her apartment again.
This was my asshole story on the show. I had a one night stand twice with the same woman.
It was older.
But it was like, it was, she was like probably like, 8 or 9 years older than me.
She was like 60 years old.
No, she wasn't that old.
She was 60.
She was 40 when I was probably like 29 or some shit. But anyway, I had the one night stand once, very drunk. It was a horrible experience. She was an alcoholic. She was chugging Jack Daniels in the morning when she woke up.
It's
horrible.
Doug has a type.
I have a type.
Alcoholics.
Yeah, I guess so. That should have been a sign back then, I guess. Anyway, I had the one night stand where they threw her out, and then like 4 years later, met the same woman in a bar. Didn't realize it was her. She didn't realize it was me. Both getting drunk at someone's. It was her 40th birthday party at that point.
Oh, so she was younger when she met you.
She was probably 36.
She
or
just looked
yeah.
like 40.
How old were you?
I don't know her age. But at the second time I met her, she was celebrating her 40th birthday, and I didn't realize it was her. She didn't realize it was me. And we get drunk, and this was like in the 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We get drunk, and then we go back to my new apartment, and all of a sudden I remember her name was Michelle. And, like, she told me, hey Michelle, my friend was like, meet Michelle, it's her 40th birthday. I was like, oh, hey, whatever. And we're drinking, and then we get back to my apartment, and then we start messing around. She starts blowing me, and then when I look down at her, she looked up at me, and that's when I realized. I looked into her eyes, and I was like, "Oh my God, this woman has sucked my cock before," and I realized it was the woman from 4 years ago with the one night stand.
And that's when you knew she was.
It was like that Usual Suspect moment when, like, you know, they drop the mug and all the pieces come together, and you figure out what happened.
I recognize this forehead. Yeah. Where have I seen this forehead before?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. No, and at that moment, I was like, oh, I can't make this mistake again. And I stopped what we were doing, and I was like, hey, why don't we go grab another drink? And I lived next to a bar at the time. And she's like, what? She's like, George, she said, but we're here. And I'm like, yeah, but we'll go get one more.
She's like with her cock in her mouth.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I like get her dressed or whatever. And I'm like, we'll get one more drink. It'll be a lot of fun. Then we'll come back and we'll finish this and have a lot of fun. And she's like, okay, whatever. And then like I walk her to the bar. And she's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm like, okay. And then when she goes to the bathroom, I just fucking left. And then I went back to the original bar where my friends were still at hanging out, partying. And I was like, happy 40th.
For her 40th birthday party that's just, still going on. Yeah. You took the birthday
no,
girl from?
But it, yeah.
That is number one asshole. That is number one asshole.
It's a good
that, I mean, that's number one asshole, but that's not gaslighting.
That wasn't gaslighting.
That's not gaslighting.
That was,
right.
That was like a that was a drunken fucking you know afternoon that happened twice, and I just didn't realize it until I was in the moment again. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, it is gaslighting.
It was an asshole move.
Because you took her back to the bar to say, let's have one more, and then you left.
I mean,
so
I was
that
just,
is gaslighting.
I was looking
still.
For a way to get rid of her. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean,
but, yeah, okay. Yeah. Gaslighting is like where you make the person believe something that's completely untrue.
That's exactly what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
Okay.
But, but here's the thing. Here's
Got him.
Rachel's like, you know, she just had a fucking usual suspects moment. She's I guess you're lost.
But here's the thing. Is it still like I didn't know this woman at all, really. Like we never, you know, never messaged with her, never had a relationship back and forth.
You had your dick in her mouth twice.
Sure. I had a one-night stand with her 4 years ago. We never talked again. And then 4 years later, I meet her again. And, you know, I don't really know who she is. The only thing I know is her name is Michelle, and she lived in the Valley. That was all I knew. And she was an alcoholic, obviously. But,
the
like,
funniest thing, the funniest thing is you're like, I don't even know this girl.
I don't.
I had my dick in her mouth twice.
Yeah, exactly.
On two different occasions. Not once. Twice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, is that gaslighting? If you only know the person,
bar part,
the bar part,
yeah, the bar part is gaslighting.
But if I was like in a relationship with her, and I was like, well, I really like you, and obviously I don't, and whatever.
Yeah,
you know, that's a whole
different thing.
That's
and if
thing.
You planted bobby pins
and I never saw her again after that second interaction.
But you've never like purposely tried to like done like what she just did, like a Steph thing, sabotage your relationship. In a sense.
Knowingly.
No.
Nothing like that?
No. I've broken up with people, but I was just honest and like, hey, I don't think this is working out or whatever, you know, like.
I got a girl named Michelle.
No. I mean, like I didn't date someone for like 5 years and like within year one be like, this isn't what I want, but I'm going to continue dating. You know what I mean? I didn't do that. I know a lot of people have done
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I've been there.
Like they just get stuck in the relationship.
Uh-huh.
And then they don't know how to get out of it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they just keep doing it and doing it because it's comfortable or whatever.
It's just very difficult to break up because you feel like you look at them as a lost puppy and you just feel, I don't know. Like if you have any soul, which she didn't because the guy was crying. The guy was crying. Like, I didn't know Bobby Vince. But, like, yeah, I've been in a relationship where I just try to break up with somebody.
Yeah.
And you say, I want to break up. And they're like, no. And then they call you like an hour later. Like, what are we doing for lunch? And I'm like, what? I just broke up with you.
Right. They're like, well, that's ridiculous.
That's gaslighting.
We're not breaking up.
But that's what I've been through. In that sense of like, I don't want to do this anymore. I feel miserable around you. Could we end this?
Right.
And they're like, no, let's work it out. Or,
it is hard when you do care for the person and you end up in a relationship, but you know it's not like the right thing or whatever. Then you're like, oh, if I break up with them, they're going to be ruined. They're going to, you know, like be a mess. They might kill themselves. I don't know. Like, it's like all those things go through your head, I think, naturally, because you do care about the person maybe, but you know, it's not ultimately right in whatever, you know, the situation it is. And it's like, how do you get out of that? You know, how do you, you know, get out of that relationship, or if you live with them or you're married or whatever, you know.
Has your girl ever tell you she was going to kill herself because you were breaking up with her?
No, not because I was breaking up with them. No.
They just wanted to kill themselves.
No, that phrase.
I don't like being around you.
No, I have had that phrase. I'm gonna kill myself. Like I have had that.
A girl.
I have had that thrown around drunkenly. You know, like, but then it's also like, okay, do you take that seriously? Are they drunk? You know, is it an emotional thing? You know what I mean? Because people. Not everyone, but like people have said that, like, you know, I might as well kill myself. Depressed, drunk, you know, they say that, you know, and then it's like, okay, are you really suicidal or is this serious? Is this a cry for help? Should I take this seriously? You know, and then you kind of have to assess that, I think, at some point.
Anytime anyone says anything like that, I take it seriously immediately.
I have too.
But it's the best thing to do because like if they were actually going to hurt themselves, right, they get help.
Right.
If they're trying to get emotional blackmail on you and you call 911 for them, they're never going to fucking do that again.
Right.
Right.
I just say, let me know how it goes.
Hey, if I don't hear from you on Monday, I'll just assume you're dead.
I'll see you. I'll see you on the other, I'll see you on the other side.
Maybe. Maybe I'll see
We're
you.
We're going to go for lunch tomorrow.
I think
tomorrow.
Rachel's right, though. Like, you should, like, you know, like, you should take it seriously. And, yeah, maybe call the authorities or whatever, you know, because you don't know. Especially if it's said more than once, then it's like, okay, obviously this is something that they may be thinking about. Or, you know, it's like they're taking it for granted or whatever, you know.
Yeah,
it's
just like, or they're being an asshole.
Or being an asshole, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, true.
Yeah. It's a cry for help, and they want attention or whatever.
Steph, you're ruthless with guys, huh? No, you just like
Am
kick
I
them
ruthless?
Out. Yeah, you just kick them out to the curb and just like, hey, you're gonna kill yourself. See you later,
guys. Steph is single. Suffer, Steph time. Is single currently, right? Is
very
right?
single. Yes.
Very single.
Very single. There you go.
What does very single mean? I was like, extremely single.
Yeah. Is there a difference between single and very single?
I think very single sounds like desperate.
Desperate?
Yeah, single.
I don't think it's desperate. It's like I'm also like not working towards not being single.
Are you actively trying to date? That's a better question.
No. I don't think so.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm on the app. I'm on the app, but like I forget that I have the app. So.
Yeah. The apps are kind of like a game, I feel like. It's like you forget you have them, and then you go on, you're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I haven't been on an app forever, so I wouldn't know. Yeah.
Don't get on an app.
Yeah, I don't want to get on an app.
When was the last time you were on the app? When they were classifieds?
COVID. Before COVID. Before Ooh. COVID.
Before COVID.
Before COVID. Yeah.
Oh, the video chat dates?
No. There's, what was it? Like, what was it? Grindr?
Oh, you were on Grindr?
Yeah, I was on Grindr.
Yeah. That's where I met you, I think.
Yeah, that's where we met. Only friends. I only want to meet friends. What's the problem?
Do you remember they did have a thing called Bumble BFF?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, people would try to be your friend. I'm like, I want to be friends.
That works for like girls. Like I knew a couple people. They were like, oh, I have a Bumble BFF meeting or whatever. Like, and they would meet like a girlfriend and they'd go out for like a drink or coffee or whatever. I don't think that would work for guys. It's more like.
No, some girls do that. I don't know with guys.
On Bumble BFF? Would you go on Bumble?
No.
What if you went on? Wait, would you
I never did.
Would you
no.
sign up for Bumble BFF?
No.
Just to
no.
meet like a friend,
no.
a guy
no.
friend.
No.
Like,
that you have stuff in common with.
No.
No, because like, I would think they're trying to fuck me. The same music.
No, they're just looking to be friends.
But even
they're
if it's all, a guy or a
they're
girl.
They're straight. They're looking for a friend. It's hard to make friends in L.A. sometimes.
And they'd be like, hey, let's meet at Poncho's or whatever.
Poncho's?
Or
what?
What's it called? In West Hollywood. What's it called?
Trunks?
Trunks, yes. Ponchos.
Ponchos, trunks.
And then
trunks.
After we'll go to shorts.
Yeah, okay, you go to short nights. You
Rachel,
go to short
Rachel
shorts.
Were you ever on any of the apps?
I was only on one app one Which time, one? And I went on one date.
Which app?
Bumble.
It's all Bumble. My fault.
Bumble? You told Bumble. Her to sign up for
It's all my fault.
Oh. It is. It's Steph's fault. It's She's all my the fault. One who started it.
Did you
it.
Wear the right purse or no?
She's the reason
Wait,
why.
Wait, did she sign up for Bumble because of you?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I regret it till this day.
Really?
I lost her.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it worked out, Bumble. Oh, okay.
Who'd you
yeah,
meet?
The one date. Now.
That's the guy off of Bumble?
Oh, really?
Yup.
Yeah.
Oh, what was your range?
Arizona. She was going to Arizona on and off, right?
Is that, yeah, that's how I was, you met, is I was that how visiting you met my him? Parents. I was visiting my parents. I was just super bored, right. And I just wanted to go do something. And Steph was like, make a Bumble profile.
Yeah, there you go.
It'll
yeah.
be fun.
Well, there you go. Yeah. It worked.
Yeah. It did.
It's temporary.
Hey, you know, that stuff can work. I mean, look, I met my ex-wife on Tinder when that first came out, and that was good for a while.
Yeah, Tinder was a good one.
Then Tinder got a little crazy, I think, now. Now I go on there, and I'm like, I don't know who's real. I don't know who's a prostitute. I don't know.
Why are you on Tinder?
Why? I don't know.
Like, Tinder? Like, get the other ones.
I'm on Hinge. I'm on Hinge and Tinder. And I'm on Bumble, but I haven't really used Bumble that much.
But Tinder's like the Craigslist of dating apps.
I know. I don't really use it that much, but because I don't know who's real on there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Maybe I should try Bumble. I don't know.
You should try MySpace.
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 Try LiveJournal.
I used to meet girls on MySpace.
Yeah, back in the day. Oh, right? Yeah. Oh, man.
I met a bunch of girls on there.
I met a lot of girls on there.
MySpace, yeah.
Ooh.
Tom. Remember Tom?
Remember Tom. Yeah, he was my first friend.
Yeah, I remember. That was cool.
I still talk to him.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, Rob, were you an asshole this week at all?
You did this again. You did this
again. I just posted that thing.
I know. Like, why do you do this?
Because I want to catch you off
guard. I ask you what we're going to talk about.
You know, it's yes and me.
You improv, know he improv. Was. He was stealing beers the other night.
We already covered that. Yeah, you stole
oh,
beer.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah,
see,
I was
forgot.
I was drunk. I got drunk. I barely get to go out, and I went out to the improv. Someone's birthday. I went to go check it out.
It was someone's birthday?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
And then
birthday?
It was Josh Edelman's birthday.
Oh, yeah, oh. Josh's.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
so,
right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I went to go check out the show.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I got a little bit buzzed, and I ended up at the bar, and I got someone's beer. On accident. And it became a bigger deal than it should have been.
Was that at least the same beer you thought it was yours?
I don't even remember
or
that
did you
part.
Get a Bud Light and grab a Guinness?
Oh, man. It was definitely not a Guinness. I don't know what I was drinking. I was drinking some sort of beer, but...
Yeah. Well, was I an asshole this week? I don't know. Was I an asshole this week? I'm trying to remember. I don't think so. Was I? No. What did I do this week? I can't even remember. I can't remember what I did yesterday. Oh, it was St. Patrick's Day.
You asked
That's
me this
you
question.
Don't
you don't even have anything in your holster? You son of a bitch.
I wasn't
why,
I wasn't
this is why
one.
We shouldn't
I
do that.
I wasn't one.
All right, there you
See,
go.
Rob, I think Rob's an asshole at least once a week, so I can always guarantee something.
I wouldn't say I'm an asshole. I'm just misunderstood.
You
know? There's people who just get mad driving, especially. People just don't know how to drive or fucking, you know.
Rachel, were you an asshole at all this week?
No, I've been kind of an angel lately.
An angel?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I wouldn't use that word to describe you.
That means you're going to have a relapse soon.
Well, in Arizona, that's all you can do is be an angel.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Just float above. Everybody here is so nice. It's
really?
Just hard. Yeah.
Like, how are they nice?
So
what do they
nice.
Do? Like, you go out and talk to people and they respond?
Well, yeah, no, it, like even at, I walked into the Walgreens and it was so trippy because you can just take the items off of the counters and put them in your basket.
Oh, they don't
and
have an alarm?
You don't have to ask someone to unlock a case or like follow you around. It's just all right there for you.
Wow, I remember those days when you could walk in and buy a toothbrush without finding a manager to give you access
to it. Hey, can you let me in?
Yeah.
I was overwhelmed the first time. I was like, wait, what? Yeah. I can just take it off the shelf?
So are you adjusting to life there? Are you kind of settled in now and everything? Yeah.
Yeah, getting there. I mean, today was the first day of school, so that was a new thing, but it was good.
That's good. So, first day of school. Yeah. Very cool. Well, that's awesome. hey, can I try one of these cookies, by the way?
Yeah, yeah. Which one do you want?
I don't know. What do you suggest?
Do you want the interesting looking one, the Ghostbusters
one?
Oh,
the moldy one? Yeah, let's talk about
it. Or do you want the St. Patty's one?
No, St. Patty's is over. Let's try this.
Okay, here you go. This is it.
All right, so these are Insomnia cookies. They're not a sponsor. But,
where do they sell these? At a store or like any place?
Insomnia cookies we're talking about.
They're like a store, a storefront, like a little bakery thing. Okay.
Little bakery, right?
Yeah.
And they're located here in L.A.?
Yeah. And I think they have like a few of them in California.
Yeah. All right, Insomnia cookies. Now, this is a Ghostbuster cookie you're talking about? Is this to promote the new Ghostbusters Frozen Empire movie?
It is.
Really?
And I learned that Ghostbusters was having another movie when I saw that cookie.
You didn't know about it
until
the cookie was in front of you.
Like, why is it green?
I guess it's working then. Like, this girl doesn't know about the movie. Eat the cookie. It looks like Slimer. Oh, okay.
She doesn't even know who Slimer is.
Yeah, she does now.
Yep. Thanks
this
to the
tastes
cookie.
Like Slimer.
That movie looks bad, doesn't it?
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire?
Yeah. Looks bad.
I don't know. I think it might be good.
Is Bill Murray in it?
He is.
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and I love Bill Murray, but I just think that the movie looks just...
I like the Frozen aspect of it. I don't know. It looks kind of cool.
Oh, whatever.
How do you like the cookie?
I like it a lot. I don't even know what's in it, but
me neither. There's a marshmallow in there or something.
You're not afraid of no cookie.
These are really good.
Yeah,
I like them. Insomnia cookies. Grab one while you can. Don't fall asleep. Don't fall asleep while eating it. Or maybe you should. I don't know.
Stay on brand.
All right, that's our commercial. There you go. maybe we can get more cookies if we keep eating them and talking.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about some news. Let's talk about the Pornhub site being blocked in Texas. I guess,
what?
Right?
Texas.
It's illegal to watch porn in Texas now.
No, Pornhub.
Pornhub.
Oh, illegal to watch Pornhub.
So the website Pornhub had to block their site in the state of Texas and a couple other states. Is that right?
Yep.
Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, North Carolina, Utah, and Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because the site has blocked access for people in these states because of age verification laws.
Oh.
This is crazy to me. This is
why is that crazy to you?
Because isn't it just like porn's been around forever? Like, it's just a website. I don't understand.
Maybe they're accusing Pornhub.
They pretty much want you to go on and like put your age in. Like, is it kind of like when we go to a an alcohol website and they're like, are you 21 to look at this, you know, Maker's Mark website? Have you ever gone to like a website like that?
Have you not gone to a Maker's Mark website? You look at a website and Maker's Mark?
I've looked up like drink recipes, alcohol stuff, or like a website, and it says like, are you 21? And then it, like, it says put your birthday in.
That's what's funny to me is like anybody can lie, and it's just like since I was a kid, it always said, "Are you old enough?" And yes, even when I wasn't old enough.
But is that what they're trying to do? Like, they just want you to put your birthday in before you go to Pornhub in these states?
Kids can't do math in Texas, so they can't put in.
Exactly. I thought it meant something else, actually.
But that's the confusion. Like, I don't know. Is that what they're trying to do? Do you know that?
As far as I know, and I've read, it's just a lot of the they feel like kids are being involved, and maybe there might be child porn and the whole like incest and all that stuff, and they're just trying to get
like,
rid of porn.
Like role playing in the videos. And stuff
like that? Like, you know, like my hot sister, my hot brother.
That's all actors and shit. No,
they're not related.
Right. I know.
And
so
these
people
are all
think it's
southern
real?
States that are blocking it. I thought that was okay there.
These are all states I really don't want to go to. Well, Louisiana, New Orleans, I'll go there. But this is crazy.
Trying to protect the kids.
Protect the kids.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do.
But like, I don't know. Like, they're gonna look at porn anyway. You know, it's like.
Dude, I used to look at scrambled porn.
Well, this is what I mean. Like when I was
pixelated
like
porn?
When I was 15.
Yeah, I used to look at scrambled porn.
Right. Yeah,
like,
I did that too. That was
like the sound of people
porn.
Fucking.
That was the American Pie joke from the movie. Like, you know, you watch the porn with the scramble, and like you'd see a tit and like a fucking bush, and you'd be
so
like,
hot.
Oh my god, I gotta jerk off to that part.
Exactly.
I could see that guy's dick going in or whatever. You know, it's like
never saw the dick going in, but you watch that old like sex and something on an HBO or something like that.
Real sex.
Oh, real sex.
Late night HBO.
Real sex.
Yes.
Yeah. I would jerk off to that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. But they would never show the insertion.
But you can go down the street to like the corner store, buy Playboy or Hustler or whatever, like any of that stuff.
But Playboy
not when you're 12.
No, you have to get someone 18 to buy
that. The guy would sell it to you. I mean, you have to find the store. Or, like, I found a bunch of porn in the woods, like, growing up. Like, we would just find, like, a pile of VHS tapes.
People are just jerking off in the woods?
No. I don't know. That's what
this is a common thing amongst men.
It is.
It's not. I'm not. Especially men of a certain age.
When I was 14, my friends and I would cut through the woods and go to the baseball field, like, through my friend's backyard. We found a pile of VHS porn and, like, magazines and stuff. And we took one of the tapes, and that was the first time I saw porn. Like, we just had it, found it in the woods. Someone else left it there for someone else.
Yes.
And my one friend, we had one friend with a VCR. We watched it, and like we were like, "What the fuck? This is like your mind's blown." You know, like this is happening. What is this? You know. But that's how you used to find porn back in the day. There was no porn.
Yeah,
out,
I
know?
Found porn in an abandoned house once. That's
abandoned house.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It was right next to the school that I went to, St. Francis de Sales. And me and like two girls and my best friend, we went into this house and we're just like roaming around and we found a box and it was all Playboys. And guess who took it home?
You
this
had the whole
guy.
Box?
Yeah.
Box of Playboys?
I had no shame. I was like, I'm taking this.
You
man,
just walking
titties.
Down the road with a box of porn?
No, I had to hide under my shirt. And
oh, my God. Rachel, do you remember watching your first porn?
Oh, I don't. So I found a Playboy in my dad's closet.
Mm.
I think that was the first time I saw, and I was more fascinated with the cartoons in the Playboy than anything
the dirty
else.
Cartoons or were they funny cartoons?
Both. It was. Oh. I was just all into the cartoons. There were a few I didn't understand, and I was just like, "Why?"
Rachel
is
was
he?
More into it for the articles.
Yeah, I was more in it for the funny parts, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's what.
All right, so that was Playboy was your first kind of pornographic.
I think it affected me. So,
really?
I mean, I was obsessed. I really wanted to be in Playboy for a really long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You didn't pursue it?
And
yeah.
then I learned
Did
what
you
that
try to
meant,
pursue
and
it?
I was like, ooh.
my first porns were the same thing, but it was a Playboy that my stepdad had, and it was all like put up very nice. It was a collector's, and I would always grab them and have to put them in exactly the same way. Yeah. But as the years went on, their pages were getting like a little bit fucked up.
Sticky.
And, yeah, exactly. Not sticky. Oh, I wouldn't come on it.
You're like, oh, put it
but I, it was my first menage a trois. I would put like different like centerfolds here and a centerfold.
The pages are getting all wavy and warpy.
I mean, I think the first magazine I actually saw was a Hustler. So by the time I saw Playboy, I was like, oh, this is kind of disappointing because I saw Hustler first.
Hustler was the insertion.
Was full on everything. Yeah, like Playboy.
Inside a girl's
when I saw the Playboy, I was like, oh, what is this? This is like this isn't what I want to see.
Yeah.
I never understood in Playboy, you know how they had the centerfold that would fold out into three panels?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, is someone taking that and like putting it up on the wall.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. There's someone.
Construction workers. People in their lockers.
That's so funny. Imagine if you went over your friend's house today and they're like, they had some of those hung up. Like,
back in the days, people would have that hang up, especially like at a garage shop or my stepdad had it at his like place or whatever, like the upholstery place that he had. Like, he would have
Miss March or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They'd just be up on the wall there.
But like, why on the wall? Like, are they jerking off? They want everyone to see.
They're like, you admire this woman.
No, exactly. Check out my girlfriend.
My girlfriend.
Target practice.
Target practice. Oh my God.
Yeah, it is weird because no one ever was like, hey, let's jerk off on this picture right now. Let's do this together.
Hey, why don't you come over? We're going to go out later, but why don't we first all gather around Miss March, jerk off, and then we'll go to the bar.
I don't even know her name. What's it? Michelle?
Michelle. Yeah, it was Michelle. Well, I'm going to start putting up centerfolds here in the studio. What do you think?
Yeah, that's going to...
Throwback. Every girl would not want to be here.
Every girl would be like very... That's why they stopped using it. It just makes everyone uncomfortable. Like, what's going on here?
But they don't... Do they produce the magazine anymore? They still do.
Yeah, they still do.
Playboy? No, they still do.
Do they have centerfolds?
Yeah, they still have a centerfold. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to go pick up a copy.
What was your first porn?
Yeah, Steph.
It's probably on like the bodega shelves. It was a Playboy. And I remember picking it up and just like trying to skim through it. But I was just like, there's a lot of words in here.
Yeah, there were a lot of articles.
There's a lot of articles. Like,
I mean, it's
a full-on
like regular magazine. Yeah. And then there's like, you know, like
you
a
get
section.
The
small
one
section.
Centerfold.
Yeah, because that's what people's excuse was. It's like, why do you have Playboy? I read it for the articles. I don't know. I don't jack off to this. That's disgusting. I'm classy.
I mean, it was interesting. Like, Playboy was like, I mean, now, like, if you had a Playboy now, and I was like, oh, I'm not going to jerk off to a Playboy. Like, it's just like.
You're taking a step back. You're going old school.
For a 12-year-old, you
might as well just start jacking off in your spank bank of the stuff that happened in your past. That's hard enough.
Oh, man.
Now it's like, and everything's so visual now. You know?
I know. Well, I don't know about this. I mean, the banning of Pornhub, though, in these states, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
you're right, though. It is funny that it's like a lot of the porn is like, fuck my cousin, or they don't even say cousin. But it's always funny when you watch, I don't even watch the whole, but you watch part of it and you're just like, they always have to give a big explanation how they're not related. And they're like, you're not really my son, so it's okay.
There's like a disclaimer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
and I always think, who's writing this shit?
Because people don't know what's real and what's not anymore. But yeah, I don't know. Like the banning of it in these states, though, I don't know if I agree with that.
There's like swapping of daughters. Have you seen that porn?
Daughter swap?
Yeah, daughter swap.
What?
Yeah, like the dad is like, oh, your daughter's hot, and oh, your daughter's hot. Why don't we teach him a lesson? One time they wear a mask and they pretend like they're the people's boyfriends, and then they get their dick sucked, and then they take off their mask and be like, hey, it's your dad. It's
like, what kind of mask is that? Like a plastic mask?
No,
it's like the Purge or
something? It was very interesting. It was a good one. I would say five stars.
Is that your go-to porn, that kind of thing?
No, but I do like sometimes the tricky porn. Yeah,
tricky.
When they're having sex like and there's a table and like the guy's like fucking a girl and like the dad's right there and he's like fucking totally fucking. Oh, but it's like, how would you not see what's going on?
I like a role play porn. Like, it's like, here's a doctor coming in or whatever, you know, like that kind of thing. Like, oh, this is inappropriate. But
anyway. That's very old school.
I know. I like a story. I like a setup. I like a setup, a story, and then like, you know.
He likes to be romanced.
There's a realtor one.
A realtor.
Yeah, that's the realtor. That's a good one.
There's the massage. You go into the massage and then they fuck you or whatever.
Yeah, the massage. Bang bus. That's always a
hanging. Oh yeah, you get on a bus and like everyone fucks you on a bus. Is that what that is?
No, there's usually a girl
is that
on the bus.
Fantasy of somebody's.
No,
but the bang buses they bring them on the bus. Right?
Yeah, so they bring them on the bus. Hey, you want to get some money? Right, and then they start having sex with this dude, and then they pull over, and then they're like, yeah, she starts changing, and then they drive away. They're like, sucker.
There's some where
you've been bang bus.
There's some where I'm like, they're following some girl, and they're like, well, why don't you come over? Why don't you? And like, no. And then they're like, well, here's some money, and she's like, well, no, maybe. Like, oh, I'll just come over and hang out. And then it's like, well, here's some more money. Well, what would you do for the? And like, it's like,
yeah, what would you do? Keep on adding up.
They're just like gaslighting money.
Who is writing these scripts?
And then like it's 15 minutes.
I know.
In.
Then you believe
minutes
it.
In, they're doing anal for like $10.
As a kid, you would believe it. You're like, is this girl real?
I know, right?
Does that really happen in real life?
Like, she just left college and now she's walking down the street and she ends up in this scenario. That's crazy.
I know. I watch porn though, like very much. Like, it's just, you know, like especially when it's a MILF and I'm like, she's not old enough to have a kid already. Come on, like it's like,
oh, you don't know, kids.
She doesn't have a C-section scar.
Oh,
there's nothing there going
on. Maybe she adopted.
Maybe she just gave birth vaginally.
Yeah, right? Who knows? Yeah, natural birth. All right. Well, the porn, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they should be disabling Pornhub.
I thought you were saying that Pornhub was getting shut down because
no,
these
people...
No,
it's not shut down. They just have to take it down. If you go to Texas or any of these states, you can't log on to Pornhub.com.
Who's logging right on?
I just don't think you can go to the site.
You can't go to the site. Yeah,
it's like
right.
It's blocked or whatever. So I guess they're going to pass some kind of bill or law or something. Legislation.
Everyone must be 18 when they're doing porn.
I don't know. It just seems like we're going back in time. Like, and then TikTok, the banning of TikTok possibly.
What are your feelings on that?
TikTok?
Yeah.
I don't think it should be banned at all.
You don't think it should be banned?
No.
Why do you think that?
Because the government wants to control TikTok. Pretty much.
Is that what you think it is? That's the problem? But what about everyone else? I just want to know what everyone else thinks.
I think they want to control it. Yeah. I mean, like, well, it's a political thing probably, okay. Right? China is controlling
TikTok.
There's
the argument that we're not getting our news the right way and our news media is not giving everything that we're supposed to get. Like in France, the farmers are barricading their Congress. I forgot what it's called, but in France, but they're like barricading their people there. Yeah. The people that are in charge because they don't like that they're taking away their freedoms and their pensions and so forth.
Right.
So we're not getting that news like on CNN or Fox or whatever. So TikTok is giving that news. So there's that argument about free speech.
Free speech control.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. There's all that tied into it. But, you know, the government wants to buy it from China, right, pretty much?
Right.
Or they want them to sell it to the U.S., and then they can control certain aspects of it or what is put out there and whatnot.
What about you guys?
Yeah, what do you think, Rachel, Steph?
I just think it's, like, a China thing, and it's also, like, a free speech thing.
Yeah.
Like
Rachel?
Well, I mean, I think that they're saying that China can get our information through TikTok, I think is what they're saying is the reason.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it's just we need people in government who know what's important. Like TikTok
and then,
is not
and
important.
That's what I mean. Like this is I don't know. Like this is obviously like a major concern, like first over like some other things like gun control and what like this is gonna get like voted
right.
on
there's
immediately.
Gun
when
control should
when
happen
when there's
I agree.
Like homeless problems and the gun control and like that shit is just being pushed down the list and TikTok is like, you know, on the top of the pile now, it seems like, which seems a little ridiculous to me, I think. I don't know.
Well, here's my view on TikTok. I think TikTok is there's 30 million users in the United States. Mm-hmm. That's 10% of the users that are on TikTok. Right. So they don't need us.
They don't.
If we said, fuck you, TikTok, they would not fucking care.
No.
They're not making
revenue out of us.
They'll
lose a chunk of money, but they'll be fine.
It's almost nothing because there's so many more users across the globe.
Right.
So the biggest issue is this, is that they're selling it as someone that's a Singaporean who's the CEO who owns it. It's called Beta Dance or something like that, or I don't know exactly the words. They're the ones that are doing. They do the algorithm. They have their base in Beijing, so it's not Singaporean. It's based in China. So right now, if they can grab everything from our phones, and that's the issue.
Well, that's the thing.
The cyber attack.
Whatever,
no, but that's the thing. Yeah. They'll have the actual technology. Like if Google or Facebook or Instagram. We have the technology. Right. We're at home base. Now they're exactly. So they're going to be in charge of their technology, which is on TikTok,
right.
And they can get into everyone else's phones and then pinpoint everything that's happening here to set up some sort of cyber attack, right. Which
that's
could happen.
That's the major concern, I guess, and that's why.
And that's why we should just get rid of it. And plus, the fact is too, in China, a child can only watch TikTok for 10 hours for a week, and they can only watch things that are educational. They cannot watch people fucking doing dances.
Just think
or
how many
crazy stupid shit.
If we get rid of TikTok here in the U.S., just think how many new comedians will be eliminated that are headlining clubs right now because of TikTok, right?
Yeah, I mean, that is
that'll
true.
Go away.
That's the best argument yet.
Yeah, right. That's pretty much why I may want it to go away. But think about like how the creators and the people that are doing videos, comics, whatever. You know, I mean, we put clips of this show on TikTok and we get a lot of views.
It's just
whatever,
weird.
Yeah.
It's just weird because like Trump didn't want TikTok here a long time ago.
And now he wants it.
Right, because it's become a political point. Oh yeah, and it's like free speech, and now it's now another counterpoint, which is right up there with the border.
Well, that's what he's saying. Like Biden's going to vote against TikTok.
Yeah, but when
now Trump's going to be like,
when
TikTok's
Trump didn't
cool.
want it here, they're saying that he was being xenophobic.
Right.
You know, when they were saying, "Oh, like I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm not."
Oh, you're not?
No,
you're just a Trump impersonator.
Yeah, that's exactly it. But the fact that they're doing that, and they're just they're you know like Instagram and all that. Like we have all of those here, but TikTok. He wanted to get rid of it, just like the same thing with the Wuhan flu and COVID. When he said it was a part of a lab, everyone like censored him, and everybody was being.
But now
censored.
He's all for it. It seems like right now he's
promoting. Yeah, he's changing it because he knows
but he can also get these younger TikTok creators who love TikTok that don't want it to go away. Maybe vote for Trump if Trump's for
what to get the right influencers.
Yeah.
To help him out.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, the way he runs his whole like campaign right now, and the way they're running, especially on Instagram, it's really ridiculous.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If Biden is like no TikTok, and then Trump's like, no, I want to keep TikTok. Like, you don't think those young creators, those influencers, are gonna go maybe for Trump? I don't know. You know, Trump comes in with those Trump airs, and he's doing TikToks and whatnot.
Like, he's doing a TikTok.
That's
dance.
That's a whole new demographic he could sway, possibly. No.
Yeah, I mean, that's a possibility, but then I think that Biden and them would campaign the same way. Right, so everyone's doing it right now.
Right.
I think the biggest problem is that. It's just they have their base there. That's why they want to be bought by America so that we're not having a chance of a cyber attack here, which is a possibility.
It is a possibility. It is something to think about, and I understand them.
Because they can give a shit about you and I.
I understand the concern in that, for sure.
Yeah, but they can give a shit about you and I, but then when they have everybody's cell phone,
right.
And they can pinpoint everybody, and they can figure out a way to fucking...
It also, I agree. I mean, I don't know. It's I see both sides of it. I do. But it's banning TikTok, the porn ban. There's certain things where it just feels like it feels like things
that is very un-American. Do not ban porn.
It feels like things are going back in time a little bit every now and then. And I'm just like, man, this is getting crazy. Like the control of certain things.
What about porn? What about condoms in porn? You for that?
Condoms in porn?
Yeah.
I
say no.
I mean. I don't know. I mean,
it's a fantasy. Who's having safe sex during a fantasy?
Here's the thing. I think. Well, I remember when I interviewed Sylvia Sage, who's a porn actress.
Yeah.
She, they get tested so often, more than any regular person.
Exactly.
And they are considered, safe just by going. They have to go like every other week or something like that.
Right.
And they also have to pay for their own tests, which I did not know, and I thought that was interesting. Like,
okay.
Production companies do not pay for the testing, which I was like, that's kind of crazy to me. I think that should be provided.
No health insurance in porn?
I'm not saying health insurance, but I think the STD testing should be part of the production company's business. I don't know, because like they do rely on these people being healthy to shoot this adult content. So it's like, why wouldn't they want to pay for that? You know what I mean? To keep their performers in tip-top.
I just don't like condoms in porn because it takes me out of the scene.
It takes you out of the scene.
Yeah, especially like if it's a period piece, like a Renaissance or something.
I thought you meant she was on her period.
No, that's disgusting. No.
You talk about porn and then you say period piece. What do you expect?
A period piece. Oh, like an elegant... Like maybe like a pirate.
Like
a pirate? What
are
you
She's bleeding.
Yeah, but there's Rob, a pirate.
would you appreciate like actual condoms from that time period? Would that satisfy you?
Yes, that would put me in. Yeah.
What is that made out of?
I don't know. It would be a weird condom.
Yeah.
Skin or something.
Yeah, like like sheep intestines.
I know, but if a pirate's having sex with somebody, he's not going to wear a condom. Pirates don't wear condoms. Let's be honest.
If a porn came up and it said, like, here's a period piece, I would skip right over and be like, oh, this is gross. I don't watch this.
But that's why I use that word. Thank you very much. Brilliant.
Some people are really into that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God.
That's a disgusting one.
Really?
An actual period piece would be disgusting.
A period porn?
Like,
Some people are into that, though. That's another fetish. Like, period porn, like a woman on her period, and they're...
Have you had sex with a woman on her period?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I have. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of it. But
if you haven't, you're a loser.
You haven't done that?
Yeah, I have. Plenty of time.
All right, there you go. What are you going to do? You have an opportunity, you're in the mood, and then they're like, oh, I have my period.
It's just
like,
so you like, just like, no, it smells, and so, yeah, it's a big mess.
Sex smells to begin with.
It's a big mess.
Put a towel down. What are you talking about?
Yeah, then you stain your towel, and then you get on your sheets or something like that.
So you get a new towel.
He's stuck.
What the hell's wrong with you?
You don't keep the towel.
Period sex? Are people offended by that? I don't know.
Rachel?
I'm not offended by it. I'm offended by you, Rob.
Oh, there you go.
Why? It's gross, and it smells like...
It does smell. Don't tell me it doesn't smell. You lie.
It smells like a natural woman in her state that she's in. And that should be attractive for the man, I would think, no?
Never.
Right?
No.
You just want to take them and ravage and, you know, do your thing to them.
Earn your red wings.
Would you go down on a girl with her period?
No.
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 No, you wouldn't do that?
No, never.
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 Really?
Yeah. Wow. No way. What? Have you?
Yeah, man.
Oh,
what?
Really? You just come up like you ate hot wings? And
I don't
you're
think
just like,
I,
okay.
yeah. I don't think I knew it was happening.
Came
was
up
like
a vampire.
Like, yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm not gonna say I go out of my way. Looking,
I want to suck.
I don't want to go out of your way looking for that. But I mean, sometimes you're like, oh shit.
Wow, duh.
Maybe once that's happened. Maybe once. But it was. I didn't know, and it was drunk, and it was
did she know?
Was it Michelle?
No, I'm just guessing who.
No, I never did that with Michelle. No. I brought her back to the bar before that happened. Oh my God. This is getting disgusting.
Period piece.
Yeah, that's going to be a good clip. I'm going to tell you right now.
Timestamp 57. All right. Well, I don't know. I mean, what other news is there? Oh, there. I don't know. The TikTok ban. I mean, yeah, we'll see what happens. I don't know.
It's not going to happen. They're not going to ban it.
I think they're
it's a diversion.
I think it's going to be banned.
It's going to be banned.
And there's going to be an uproar.
And there will be an uproar. Yeah. But the thing is, we have Instagram. What's the fucking big difference?
Some people have, you know, hit on TikTok and not on Instagram. Like, some of these people have careers off this TikTok. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, all these new headlining comics that you love, and they're all TikTokers. You know? Get a job.
He was hilarious on TikTok.
Now, in real life, he sucks. But here's the question: if you were a TikTok celebrity, if you made it big on TikTok during pandemic, and now they're like, "Hey, Rob, we're taking this away from you. You're making like $10,000 a month off TikTok or some shit like that."
Yeah.
And now they're gonna take it away from you. What's your stance now?
Oh, free speech.
See, there you go. You don't think these kids are gonna like revolt against all this shit?
I get it. But you know, fucking, what was that other fucking fad that like disappeared?
Vine.
Vine, yeah, that was the same thing. Like,
but why did
a bunch of Vine stars, thank God, were fucking done. You know, like,
no, they moved to TikTok.
Yeah,
they moved
with TikTok. Their 15-second clips, that fucking trying to do stand up, and it was awful. It was fucking god awful.
Oh my God. Well, all right. I don't know. I think.
I don't know.
I think we're in for a rude awakening this fall. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, I think TikTok's gonna stay.
It's good. It's here for good.
Yeah, so you say TikTok stay.
It's staying.
Doug says stay. Rachel says,
yeah, stay. It's not going anywhere.
No, the government, it's a diversion.
Our government can't do anything.
Here's the thing. There's too much money wrapped up in it. So it's either going to get sold or they're going to come to some kind of deal where they make money off of something or control a certain aspect of it or something.
No, because they want control of the base of it.
If they buy that for $200 billion or some shit or whatever.
They're not going to sell it. No. They can give two rats ass if they got the United States. They don't need us.
Yeah, that's true.
We're only 10% of their fucking users. That's nothing.
TikTok. Someone else will create something else like it. You think?
Possibly.
A rip-off version of TikTok.
I don't know. There's Truth Social out there.
Instagram Reels?
It's going to be called Talk
Reels. It's called Instagram Reels.
Yeah, Instagram Reels.
It's not as good, though.
What's not good about it? You can do the same thing.
Someone will just create TikTok, but they'll call it TalkTik or something.
Or DikTok.
Something like that.
DikTok.
I think nudity, that's already been created.
Nudity will be banned.
Nudity will be banned.
This like you porn. All right. I don't know. All right. Well, this has been fun. This has been fun catching up with Rachel and Steph. You know, Rachel misses Steph, I think, right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
I love that answer. Yeah,
she has to pause. That was not even real.
That's because there's a delay.
What is everyone? Are you coming back, Rachel? When are you coming back?
She just left.
When are you coming back?
She's been gone a week. Gone. She's been gone a week.
It's a long time.
It's been a while. Like, what time is it over there? It's like 12.
It's the same time. It's the same time.
Oh, it's the same time now?
Yeah, it's the same time. Yeah.
It's 7:10?
It's 7:10, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Rachel, when are you coming back? Rachel, when are you coming back? Seriously.
I probably not until the summer.
The summer?
The summer.
Wow.
Wow, look at her.
I have 3 months of work.
What?
She don't give a fuck about us.
Like early summer or like late summer? What are we talking about?
Like June?
June, yeah.
June.
Okay, we got it recorded.
June. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let us know so that way we can have you in for a live session, possibly.
Yeah, that'd be fun. If you're into it.
She's going to come back all tan with big hair.
We'll shoot a period
piece. She's so Arizona.
I know. Blonde.
Oh, my God. Well, we'll come out. We'll bring the Bass Hole Show to Arizona at some point.
Yeah, you should. There's lots of good clubs out here.
Yeah, we'll do a live podcast from Arizona in the desert. We'll just sit in the desert. All right. Well, this has been fun. What does everyone have going on this week or next week? Shows, Steph, you got shows coming up?
I got one on Thursday in Culver City at the Bamboo Room.
Bamboo Room? Where's that?
In Culver City.
All right, never mind. I never heard of that song.
Neither have I, but it's going to be a good time. I think it's like a bar restaurant.
I got a show at the Bamboo Room in Culver City. Where's that? Culver City.
In Culver City.
All right, Culver City. That's Thursday?
Yeah, that's Thursday. It'll be a good time.
Cool. Rob,
I'm doing Comedy Grind this Friday at 9:45 at the Improv. I'm going to steal someone's beer.
Yeah, if you're allowed back.
Round two. I won't steal anyone else's beer. I can't believe she got that mad about that. That's insane.
Rachel, what do you got going on in Arizona? Just teaching?
Tomorrow I have a performance at 9:30 a.m. For some sixth graders.
It's sold out?
What kind of performance?
Totally sold out, yeah. Actually, they added six more shows right after it.
Oh wow.
You're in high demand. I like
that. Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm booked.
There you go.
And you're booked for the next day and the next day and the next day.
Yeah.
You doing all the same material?
I've got six shows every day. So.
That's perfect.
At 9:30 a.m., you guys.
I think we got to move to Arizona. Look, Rachel's booked nonstop.
Oh, man, we got to do that.
No, I'll never be awake for that.
That's 30 shows in a fucking week.
That's
Jesus.
Crazy. Oh, man. Well, that's great.
Booked and busy.
Booked and busy is right. All right. Well, I have a show tonight, actually, at the Sunset Grill in about an hour and a half.
What?
And then...
you're going to get heckled by a lot of car horns.
Yeah. That place is interesting.
That's where Young Baca had his shows. Not anymore. Huh?
I was going to say that.
No, he's not there. It's a Young Baca show.
He's actually doing the Young Baca show tonight.
I have a show with old Baca.
It's middle-aged Baca.
Middle-aged Baca.
For anyone that doesn't know, Young Baca is somebody that...
No one gives a shit.
Yeah, we're ripping off comedians, and if you're a comedian and you're listening to this, if he asks you to do a show, don't do it.
Don't go to Texas.
We'll tag him in this clip, and then maybe he'll be like, "What are you fucking talking about,
man, dude?
You know who I am.
He's a little off, man.
I've only met him once. I think.
I know. Well, I've met him a couple times, but like his posts are always so like crazy, like. My mom died, and she was into drugs, and this whole like fucking thing, and it's like, why are we reading this? Like, why are you sharing this with us? It's like, no one can bring me down. I'm Young Baca, and it's like, you're in your 40s, dude. You're not young anymore.
Middle-aged.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, 40's the new 20.
Well, I'm not doing the Young Baca show. It's someone else's show tonight at the Sunset Grill, and then I'll be in Alaska, Basil show, April 6th in Anchorage, Alaska. Get your tickets. Come out to the festival. April 14th, we'll be at the Hollywood Improv Lab. And yeah, I don't know. We got a lot of good stuff going on, and the podcast is going to get better and better. And we have a lot of cool guests coming in.
We got some good clips on this one.
We got some good clips.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Well, Steph, thank you so much for coming in. It's been a pleasure to have you here.
I bet it has been.
It has been. It was fun. And Rachel, thank you for joining us. I know you're tired, but thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm happy
to hang out with you guys.
Absolutely, yeah.
I was up at 5 o'clock this morning, so it's been a long day.
So was Rachel.
Oh, well, there we go.
You guys have that in
common. Simpatico. There you go. We should watch a period piece.
I was not up that early. All right, guys. This has been the Basshole Show. Remember, don't be a basshole, but if you are, laugh about it. Chat.
You've been listening to I'm a Basshole with Doug Bass. Follow us on Instagram at Basshole Show. Think you deserve to be on the show? Email us at contact@bassholeshow.com and visit our website at www.bassholeshow.com and get the latest information. Subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast fix, and don't miss the full videos on YouTube. Remember, don't be a basshole, but if you are, laugh about it. We'll see you next time.